A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuf Vav. Yevamos 106a, pagination 211, starting from the very top of the page, Tanu Rabbonon. We're dealing with a case where a person has to be tricked into doing chalitza. Chalitza is that the living brother has to do an act that will free the sister-in-law from Zika, from the relationship waiting to try to create a legacy for the deceased brother. And sometimes it is clear that we can't allow a Yibum to take place. The woman is inappropriate for the living brother. And we need to proceed with a chalitza in order to free her from the relationship and allow her to get married. So the Gemara tells us, chalitza muta'as kishera. A chalitza of trickery is permitted, is going to be kosher. Sometimes you're going to be able to trick the living brother into doing chalitza. There's some sort of trick involved, but it's still considered a kosher chalitza. And the Gemara proposes two different possibilities of what kind of trick is taking place over here. Ezuhi chalitza mutas. What is the case? Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, kol she'omrim lo chalotza v'kacha takonza. Reish Lakish says that you tell him to do the act of chalitza and through that he will be married to her. It's an unusual situation. This is an unusual type of kiddushin, you tell him. And Reish Lakish holds that's the case of the trick. And of course, as soon as he does the chalitza, we would like to be able to tell him, if indeed it's kosher, game's over. You just did chalitza, which is what we wanted. Omale Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says that's not true. Ani shone, I have a brisa that says, Bein sheniskavin hu v'lo niskavno hi, whether he had intent for chalitza and she did not, Bein sheniskavno hi v'lo niskavin hu, whether she had kavona and he did not, chalitza sa psula, it's going to be a pasul chalitza sheyiskavnu shneim ke'echod, you need both of their intent in order to free her from the zika of her husband's family. Va'at amrit, and you're telling me, chalitzasa kishera, that you could trick him in such a way. If you trick him in such a way, then there's no kavana, there's no intent to free her. Such a thing, Rabbi Yechanan says, is not going to be a good chalitza. And therefore he argues and says, kol she'omrim lo chalotzla amanasha titin loch masayim zuz. If we tell him, do the chalitza with her, participate in the chalitza, on condition that she will give you 200 coins. That's the case of chalitza mutas, that's kishera. You're tricking him, but it'll be a kosher chalitza. And she will not have to fulfill the condition in order that the chalitza should be valid. The key to understanding why this condition is not valid is because we have a basic principle that only something that can be handed over to a shaliach, to a messenger, will have the ability for conditions. The way the Mefarshim explain it is you have to own the act enough that you could have empowered somebody else to do it on your behalf. And in such a case, you're the controller on the act and you can make a condition. An example of this is kiddushin. You want to marry a woman, so you could do that through a shaliach. And therefore, since it can be done through a shliach, through a messenger, you tell somebody, go to this town and be mekadesh this woman for me. So that could all work. And therefore, because you can make a shliach, so you can make a condition. You could build other things into this because you're the controller on the act. Likewise, in an act of gerushin, an act of divorce, you are able to give it over to somebody else to do on your behalf. Someone else takes the get that was written on your behalf and hands it to the woman on your behalf. You don't have to do the act of gerushin. You have to authorize the gerushin. If you make the person the shliach, it works. So too, you can make a condition and it'll work. But over here, chalitza is not able to be done by condition because it can't be done through a shliach. It has to be done by the person himself. Yibum, for example, is his act of intimacy with her is going to make the marriage. And so too, by chalitza, it has to be the shoe pulled off of his foot. He can't make a shliach in order to achieve it. And therefore, there's no room for a condition. So if they make a condition, it's not going to change anything. And that's this concept of chalitza mutas. Obviously, we're only going to do this misleading behavior if we're afraid that he won't cooperate. We have indications that he's being abusive. But Shulchan Aruch says that if he wants basic schar batala, basic wages because he's out of work during the time that he's involved in this or something like that, there are other considerations that he could definitely be paid for. But they have the right, if need be, to make this wild condition in order to get him to cooperate with what he's really supposed to be doing anyway. Let's drop down about 7 lines. The first word on the line is v'hichshira, and then we continue with a story. Ha'huda asala kamed Rav Chiya bar Abba. They came in front of Rav Chiya bar Abba with a story of a need for chalitza. Amar la, he said to her, Biti amodi, my daughter, stand up. She's supposed to be standing in the presence of the Bezdin as we proceed with what needs to happen here. Amra le'ima, so the mother said, Yeshivasa zui amidasa. Her sitting is like her standing. In other words, she can't stand up. She's sickly. She can't. She's has an injury. She's not able to stand up. Amala, so he said, Yodatale, do you know this man? In other words, is he the real Yavam? You're supposed to proceed with Yibam or Chalitza. Amrale in, she says, yes, he's the Yavam, he's the brother-in-law, but Mamonahu dechazala v'kaboi lemichle mino. But he's only going through with this Yibam, not because he wants her. And some of the Mefarshim say that the indications, because she was handicapped, were that he wasn't hooked on her. He was hooked on her money. And he wanted to take it from her, and by marrying her, he would get the money. So Rav Chiya bar Abba realized we have a problem on our hands. He's thinking Yibum, and she's not interested because she knows there's no altruistic intent over here, and she wants Chalitza to get out of this. Amar la, so he told her, Lo nichalach. You don't want this? Amra la lo. She says, no, I don't want this. Amar lei, so he told the man, Chalotz lo v'kacha ta konsa, go do chalitza, and through that, you'll be bringing her into your house as a wife. Do this act. Labasa de chalatz lo, after he did the act, Amar lei, hashta, now, minoch af salala, you have forbidden her to you, because you've done chalitza on some level. Chalotz lo chalitza ma'al yasa. The game is up. You might as well give her a good chalitza and kiechet the deshtari la'alma so that she could marry whoever she wants. What you see over here from Reb Chiya bar Abba's strategy is that although Reish Lakish's definition of chalitza muta'as kesheira is not accepted, and if he has intent at the time of chalitza that it's doing a kiddushin, it's not going to be an effective chalitza. Nevertheless, what it does accomplish is that on some level it's a chalitza at least to forbid him from doing yibum at this point. And Rav Chiya bar Abba realized that the real trick that we like to use, which is do the chalitza and we'll give you a lot of money, it wasn't going to work with him because he doesn't want a lot of money. He wants all the money. This was not just he wanted to be paid off. He was being totally difficult, focused on her money, and it had nothing to do with marriage here, had nothing to do with creating a legacy for the deceased brother. He wanted the money. And therefore, Rav Chiya bar Abba realized just offering him money wasn't going to do the trick. He went ahead and did the Reish Lakish technique, which is not a good chalitza ultimately, but it's enough to forbid her to him. And once he realized, they got him. She's forbidden to you. You might as well cooperate with the halacha. She doesn't want to get married to you. She didn't want to get married to you. She's no longer able to get married to you. And at this point, you might as well do a conscious chalitza with the proper intent. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.